apologie, je vais faire ce discours en anglais. Your Excellency, Chief Dr. Joseph Leon Mbute, I'm Mr. Head of Government, represented by his personal representative, His Excellency, Monsieur Somba. Your Excellency, Professor Abeno Ondoa, Minister. Also, Excellency Lukluagwa Mbaga Zangana, and His Excellency Fukalisus Gentry, His Excellency Pierre Hélé, Excellency Alamin Usman May, all senior ministers, members of the Diplomatic and Consular Corps, Mayor of the City of Yaoundé, Director General of the Cameroon's Company of Petroleum and Depot, SCDP, and the Director General of the Hydrocarbon Price Stabilization Fund, CSPH, and Deputy CEO of the World Liquid Gas Association, Mr. Michael Kelly, Chief Executive Officers and Directors of Companies to the downstream oil and LPG sector, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I salute you all. It is a pleasure and an honor to offer you some reflections on why we are here and what aspirations and responsibilities we must share going forward. If the vitally needed expansion of LPG sector service to Africa is to be achieved. First, let me thank the Expo organizers and the Cameroon hosts for creating and facilitating this important gathering. There is no substitute for face-to-face engagement amongst those who have interests in common. My organization, the Global LPG Partnership, also known to many of you as GLPGP, was founded in 2012 at the request of the United Nations, in order to provide advice and assistance to governments and international institutions on understanding and achieving the evidence-based appropriate role of LPG in national energy sector plans. Supported by the UN, EU, and major development finance institutions, GLPGP has been the leader in providing the expert advice desired by many forward-thinking African governments in regard to the creation and implementation of national LPG sector development. The greatest service I can render to you today in this short address is to share the current views of GLPGP on the prospects for and the challenges of creating the needed scale of LPG market development in Africa. The International Energy Agency views LPG as the major clean cooking solution for Africa in the next 20 years. Their expert view is that LPG will be the most appropriate energy solution for over 50% of the clean cooking capability that must be provided. By the way, I urge you to consult the IEA website on Friday this week, because they will be publishing their latest edition of the Clean Cooking Report, and in it you will find confirmation of many of the things which we will be discussing in this expo. The IEA organized a crucial 14th May 2024 Summit on Clean Cooking in Africa, in which many leaders highlighted the primacy of LPG in the realistic choice of clean cooking solutions. Energy for clean cooking is a top economic and social development goal of African governments and civil society. However, the interests and capabilities of many stakeholders must be well coordinated in order to achieve large-scale, sustainable provision of any type of energy. That is also true for LPG. Governments must supply and maintain an adequate, stable, enabling environment of policies, regulations, standards, and enforcement in order to induce investments to flow and consumers to make decisions. An entire ecosystem must be devised and implemented. These ecosystem development challenges must be addressed and surmounted in a country-specific way. There is no one-size-fits-all. To grow LPG access and grow rapidly the use of LPG at national scale on a sustainable basis. The good news is that we can now see a critical mass of awareness and progress in LPG ecosystem development across the broad geography of Africa. A good example has been here in Cameroon, which has taken steps that place it at the forefront of African LPG sector development. The government of Cameroon and my organization, GLPGP, have developed a national LPG sector development plan, and we have also conducted microfinance projects that show how consumer finance can create end-user demand and therefore substantial scale in new usage. The Cameroon ministries will be collaborating with GLPGP to prepare an innovative biogas-based renewable LPG production project which can benefit from the new waste management policies introduced by the Ministry of Environment. Other African countries have made a priority of significant progress in LPG sector development, planning and action, and my organization has been involved with many of them. Countries including Kenya, Ghana, Rwanda, Cote d'Ivoire, Senegal, Mozambique, Tanzania, Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, Republic of Congo, Nigeria, and the list goes on. To summarize my messages to you. One, the LPG sector is an ecosystem which requires adequate collaboration between the public and private sectors and the key stakeholders that they represent. Two, without decisive enabling environment, commitments, and I emphasize the word commitments, by government, it is hard to mobilize the capital required for large-scale national LPG sector development. Three, there is now a recognition of the need for LPG by influential international organizations and by financial markets. Collaboration and partnership will be coming to the table for Africa. Conditions are ripe for LPG sector development in adequately prepared markets. A huge future LPG market lies before you all. I wish each of you luck in achieving your fair share of that future. Thank you.